Confectionery News is here in Cologne for ProSweets 2012. I'm Oliver Nyberg, and I'm here with Mark Sheffield, Regional Sales Manager for Baker Perkins. He is here to talk about the latest techniques in lollipop and hard candy production. Mr. Sheffield, what are the key trends informing lollipop and hard candy production in 2012?
Key trends that we're finding customers are very interested in are deposited lollipops. We have sold many lines for ball pop depositing. We're moving this forward now to include flat lollipop depositing with 3D shapes. Also, servo gel, which is our depositing system for real fruit snacks, and also pectin jellies, starch gelatin gel. This type of product is becoming very popular. Health-conscious consumers are driving the market, and the fruit snack deposited product is of a lot of interest. We've seen a lot of interest from our customers on the stand at ProSweet 2012. Energy saving is key to some of our customers. Obviously, the cost of ownership and running lines is important to them, and we are trying to incorporate some features where we can maximise energy savings across our kitchens and our depositor range.
And geographically, where is demand for lollipops and hard candy most prevalent?
We've got a lot of inquiries from the Asia region, particularly for lollipop. So this has been a key market for us over the past 12 months and continues to look as though it's going to be very important for us in the future. So Asia is investing lollipop technology and hard candy technology. Conversely, we're getting some plants in from Europe and the rest of the world. So I would say overall it kind of varies per year, but generally I would say that Asia is the market that's driving most of our growth at the present time.
And what is Baker Perkins here today to exhibit at the show?
Baker Perkins is exhibiting this year our servo form depositing range, which covers servo form hard candy, servo form soft candy, servo form lollipop, and also our servo gel depositing range for the fruit snacks we've previously mentioned, along with a range of jelly products.
And this is an updated version of the depositor. Did you have any previous operating issues with the past version, and how have these been corrected?
I suppose, Oliver, the key issues with the previous design and the one that we've focused on the new design is mainly regarding the feed and washout of the machine. Previously, we had quite a lot of manual intervention from the operators to be able to wash the machine out. We had to stop the machine, lower the mould circuit, insert a washout tray. In the new design, we've tried to eliminate this by introducing an automated washout system. So now the operator can control this from a PLC. It will automatically lower the machine mould circuit, insert a washout tray. The mould circuit will then lift and the operator can select a washout program from the PLC, which is fully automatic. So we've included quite a lot of features there which reduce manual intervention into the washout procedure and save quite a lot of time from the previous solution, which was fairly manual, to be perfectly honest. So it's a time-saving and a labour-saving feature, which we think will be quite important to our customers as we move forward. In addition, we have included quite a more enhanced control system, so now our customers can control phasings from the PLC very easily. This is important with products like Centrefill, where they can adjust the position of the centre within the suite via a PLC without having to stop the machine and make adjustments, so they can carry on production but make minor adjustments very easily. Okay, which improves obviously efficiency of the plant.
And what varieties of lollipops and hard candy can the depositor produce?
Well, we have a number of key areas which we focus on with the servo film technology. We have servo film hard candy, which is designed for the production of hard candy sweets, solid sweets, striped sweets, Centrefill, for example, on a continuous basis. We have the servo form soft confectionery depositing system, which we use for toffees, fondants, etc., and chewy sweets and articles. We also have the servo form lollipop, which is for ball lollipops on a continuous basis, so we can produce striped, solid articles with inclusions for visually appealing products. And also now we've introduced our flat lollipop depositing system to enable us to produce flat lollipops in all the variants that I've previously mentioned, And we can also include 3D shapes so we can get some embosses and some texture in the product to give a visually appealing product to the end user.
And why have you chosen to showcase the depositor range at ProSuites 2012?
We feel that ProSuite as an exhibition is growing. Every year it seems to be getting a little bit bigger. It's focused on the confectionery industry, so we get a lot of our key customers here at this exhibition as they are at ISM upstairs as well. So it's a good exhibition to get all our colleagues from the industry in one place at one time with a distinct focus on the confectionery sector.
Mr. Sheffield, thank you very much. I've been Oliver Nyberg for confectionerynews.com at ProSuites 2012.